talking about working culture. What is your working culture where you go to work every day? Let's face it, we spend so many hours in the workplace. Are you enjoying the way the systems work, the processes? Do you get along with your work colleagues, or do you work very, very much in isolation? Samine, when we're looking at working culture, what are we really looking at? If we break that down, I've already mentioned that we can look at organisations and the culture.
Organisational culture, you mean, of that of that particular firm? Yes.
Of course, yes. And then within your department, or indeed the way your manager, or indeed the way you operate as a culture, as a way of working.
Yeah, we like to look at it on a three-level process. So there's the culture of the society, there's the culture of the organization, that depending on where they are from, if it's a multinational company that has brought a particular cultural value system, they like to instill that and make sure the employees carry that through and that they adopt that. But we also have the culture of the individuals, the employees who are contributing and working and spending, you know, the majority of our day within that company, which is within that society. And that culture gets socialized or starts developing and formed right from birth. So very, very powerful agent of socialization. If we think about it, right from birth, we understand and we're able to look at the different power distances that exist at home. So between the genders, between mom and dad, is it more authoritarian? Is it more democratic? Is there a head of the family? Or do you find that it's more egalitarian? How do you respond to elders within the family structure, with extended family? How about older siblings? Mm. In some societies, the more individualistic societies, there's a flatter hierarchy, if you will, even within the family. So the younger sibling doesn't necessarily have to respect or change their behavior to speak to their older brothers and sisters. But in other societies and cultures, the more collectivist traditional ones, that definitely is required. So we grow up into understanding those differences. Whether one has an interdependent or independent self-construal or personality, how connected we are to the others. And that influences our decision-making process. So when you make decisions, do you have to consult with brothers and sisters, mother, father, extended family, neighbors even, or is it something that you predominantly make by yourself? Working in an organization as well, our personality and how connected we are or disconnected we are to the rest of the employees or to that of the organization impacts how we work, impacts our decision-making process, even our loyalty to the job, Suzanne. So in individualistic societies, most people will change about the figures for around 2010, 2011, taking into account economic changes and turmoil as well, is about people tend to change 8 to 10 jobs throughout a lifetime. But if you look at collectivist cultures, it's about 2 to 4. Mm. So the loyalty and commitment you feel to your colleagues, to that organization, do you see it as a short-term process or more of a lifetime commitment? Do you see it more as, you know, the age-old question of I work to live or I live to work? Is this part of an extension of my identity, the way an employee sees their work or their occupation? Is this an extension, a very close extension of my overall core identity, or is it something that's separate that I tend to wear a uniform, a suit, a mask that I tend to wear from 9 to 5, and when I come home, my other characteristics or personality is very distinct to what I do at work.
Right. So, you know, because for some, you know, they may take may believe that the work needs to be absolutely their passion and absolutely reflects their personality, if you like. For others, it's like it's there as a means to an end, which is to, you know, earn a salary, pay the bills, take care of my family, and then in my spare time I do what I want to do, which is completely different to what I do in the work. It doesn't identify me, the work that I do.
That's it. That identification is key. Also, it might be some people who are super skilled at a particular something, but they may not love it. Mm. people who are, you know, geniuses mathematically or in terms of accountancy, they might say, I don't really love my work, but I'm so good at it and I make lots of money, but I don't really feel it's me. Mm. And there are other traits or characteristics that I would like to foster that it's me. Gender role expectations, you know, different perceptions about women's roles, that is socialized into us right from the beginning. Position of women in particular jobs and occupations. Is it okay for a woman to be a firefighter, for example, a construction worker, someone who works in labor-intensive type occupations? That's changing around the world and how we view that. But again, it's very much formed and developed.
One of what springs to mind there when I think of Dubai is the lady taxi drivers that we have at the airport. I think that's quite a step forward, you know, and it's a really good idea. For some women, they'd rather... For some women would rather get into a taxi where there was a female driver, you know.
Yes. Have you seen that anywhere else? I haven't. Maybe in Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Tell us. Have you seen this before? What we have here in Dubai, what we've started here in Dubai is having lady taxi drivers. Have you seen that in other parts of the world? We'd love to hear from you. 4001.
And I must say, not to kind of subscribe to generalizations, but they really are clean, those cabs. the ladies' cabs. I've gotten into a few of them. They smell
lovely. Well taken,
lovely.
Taken care of.
They have perfume sprayed in there. They smell nice. They look nice. We also have to take into account, you know, our prejudices and biases. There we go. Here's one, a female bias from myself in regards to hygiene, perhaps. But what we think of particular groups, and before we start working with them, have we been raised with particular prejudices or expectations or discriminatory ideas? And they may not even be discriminatory, but something that we've been pre-programmed into thinking that these individuals from this country are likely to behave in this way. Mm. And you know, those perceptions that we come into the job with are likely to impact how we understand our colleagues, how we interact with them. So those always need to be checked.
I think also, I find it very interesting where people have come to be in their place of work. So like you're identifying there, it can start way back as a child, how your family operated. You're already learning skills and ways of working with people and values and expectation, but also, you know, the choices people make in their lives, and depending where you're from, how those choices are made. So whether it is something you decide with the family, whether it's about, it begins with education, so what school I go to, the subjects I choose for examinations, and then if I choose to go to university, by that point you're probably looking at courses that are going to lead you to the career that you want. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So, you know, and then when, especially here in Dubai, when you're working with people, you know, get to know them and ask those questions, because often people have come here with an absolute clear career path, and you can map it out from their education right through to where the position they hold today. But other people have come in different ways and had different sorts of jobs, and I think what Dubai has offered for some is an opportunity to do something new, to change career, to take, you know, skills and transfer them to something else. And that's interesting as well. When you mm-hmm. put everybody side by side into a department, has everyone got a common history, work history, or not?
Certainly not here, right? It doesn't work that way. One really interesting distinction that I've come across as well in the research and in the literature about culture and work and assimilation and integration, and a company's goal really is to establish that kind of assimilation and that within our organization to have that level of understanding and harmony. But in the UAE, what's different to some of the other societies that are diverse and trying to establish this pluralism is that over here we're not a melting pot, is a description used to describe American society or some cities in the United States. We can't generalize either. There'll be differences amongst different states in the United States or even European countries. But over here we're not a melting pot. We're referred to more as a tossed salad. Mm-hmm. So it's this tossed salad analogy of a cucumber steak stays a cucumber, a lettuce, a tomato, a carrot, and so on, whatever you wish to put into that bowl. But we very much reside comfortably within that bowl, but we remain true to our cultural identity. So even though you are encouraged to be socialized within the society as well as the company that you're working for, over here, interestingly enough, we retain much of our cultural values and systems, especially on a private level for sure, but to a large extent on a public stage as well, so that there's no merging going on, there's no melting into one another. There's lots of opportunity to learn from each other and to grow as a result of these cultural exchanges, but as we'll see, there's many challenges as well.
How would you like to be described living here in the UAE, as a melting pot or a tossed salad? 4001. And taxi drivers, lady taxi drivers, Patrick is saying that he doesn't think so in Saudi Arabia. Welvin's saying, yes, lady taxi drivers in Italy, and they're gorgeous and kind. And female taxi drivers in Paris, apparently, one of our listeners is telling us.
Okay.
And Ollie's saying there's been lady taxi drivers in England for years. Well, certainly in East Anglia anyway, he's saying. I find they're more friendly.
Nice.
Yeah, interesting, yeah. Isn't it?
Maybe like to chat and have a conversation, yeah.